各位弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and everyone.
刚才领事的弟兄提醒我们，今天是十一月的第一个主日，也是月的第一天。
The sound leader has reminded us that today is the first day of November, and it's also the first Sunday.
时间真是很快。
Time truly flies.
弟兄姊妹已经开始在预备感恩节的聚会。
Many brothers, sisters already began to prepare for the Thanksgiving gatherings.
在这个感恩的季节里面，我们回顾一年来的经历，真是要感谢神以恩典为年岁的冠冕，路径都低下直游。
And when we think back of this past years, how the Lord has led us, He has truly crowned us with the years of grace, and our path is really dripping with abundance and fat.
我们也更要感谢主下赐下圣灵，把神的旨意真是清楚地启示在我们的里面。
And we also have to give thanks to the Lord. He has revealed of His will and His heart desire to us.
让我们可以因着我们住在基督的里面，我们可以在至高者的隐秘处与神有那美好的交通。
And through abiding in Christ, that we can have a fellowship in the hidden place of the Most High.
今天早晨交通弟兄的负担是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六到第十八节。
And the burden this morning is to share the verse that's found in First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 through 18.
好不好？让我们感谢主，让我。有机会来分享第十六节。
And I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share verse 16.
要常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
黄朝金弟兄要交通第十七节，不住的祷告。
And Brother Claire will share verse 17, pray without ceasing.
我们 Chip 弟兄要交通第十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And Brother Chip will share verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
好不好？让我们把这个经节先读，一起来读一遍。
And let us read these verses together.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。我们再有一点祷告。
And let us have a further word of prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we truly thank you and praise you.
你把你的心意向我们显明。
That you reveal your heart desire to us.
把你的话语作为我们生命的供应。
And your words become our bread of life.
我们愿意把下面的时间再仰望在恩主的手里。
We want to entrust the following time to the gracious hand of our Lord.
愿您赐下您的圣灵。再来把您自己更丰富的真是彰显在我们的里面。
Giving us your holy the spirit and abundantly reveal yourself to us.
也能够让我们明白您的心意，也赐给我们力量能够来跟随。
So that we may know of your hearts and have the power to obey.
我们把下面的时间仰望在主的手里，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名。
We entrust the following time to your hand.Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们读了这个刚才我们读的这个经节，我们真是知道，我们每个神的儿女何等的盼望能够明白神的旨意，也能够更加的追求，能够按照神的旨意而遵行。
So when we read these verses, it's really our heart desire that we may know God's will for us, and not only so in knowing, but also have the power to obey.
每次读到想到这个经节的时候，我心里真是有一个特别的感动。
And whenever I thought about these verses, my heart is always moved.
在这里，神的话这么样清楚地告诉我们，这就是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
The Lord's word here is so clear, saying this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
因为那么这个喜乐、祷告、谢恩，都是我们应该遵行。也似乎是我们 啊，能够遵行的这么样一个神的旨意。
And rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks. These are things seems like we can be obedient to.
就像神的话说，这道离你们不远，就正在你口里，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
And these are very much like the verse saying, the words are near to you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的光景怎样。我自己我想到这个的时候，我想想常常是我自己是在这个常常在这个不住在这个凡事这三个上面经常的失败。
And I don't know about you, but when I try to fulfill these verses, often I failed in the part says always, the without ceasing part, and in everything.
当我自己在思想为什么不能够做到常常喜乐的时候，
And whenever I think, how come I cannot rejoice always?
感谢主，圣灵给我一些的光照，让我有一些领受。
And I thank the Lord, He enlightened me and taught me something.
第一个呢，我想交通的是神旨意当中的这个喜乐是主自己的喜乐，也只有在基督里才能够蒙圣灵保守，常常在这个喜乐当中。
And I want to first share with you that this rejoicing here is the joy of the Lord Himself, and only by abiding in Him and in the in the Lord that we may obtain and be rejoicing always.
主耶稣在逾越节和门徒一起用过了这个最后的晚餐，从向着克西马恩去的时候，他留给我们一个话语。
And in the feast of the Passover, after the Last Supper, and on his way to the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord told his disciple,
他说，要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And he said that, my joy shall be with you, and this joy shall be more abundantly.
主又为门徒向父神祷告祈求说，
And then he also intercede and pray to the Father.
现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
And he says, But now I come to thee, Father, and these things I talk in the world, that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
主在去向十字架的路上，是把他自己的喜乐来留给我们。
When the Lord is on His way to the cross, His desire is to give us His joy.
这个喜乐是与从世界来的喜乐完全不同的。
And this joy is very different from the joy of the world.
人从世界上，从事业的成就，从财富，从家庭，从各个事情上，可能也能得到一些喜乐。
Men may receive joy from this world, like from the accomplishment, from wealth, from family. They can indeed receive some joys.
可能，也说这是魂里面的快乐。
And these can be interpreted as the joy in the soul.
但是这是随着外界环境的改变，这个情感上啊，这个喜乐或者忧伤也会随着改变。
But often these will change with the situation. They will change with our emotion.
到了酒用尽的时候，这个喜乐就消失了。
And very much like the marriage, that when the wine runs out, then this joy disappears.
变成了劳苦愁烦。
And it becomes worries and burden.
所以不能够常常的喜乐。
And therefore, often, we do not rejoice always.
只有耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
But only our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以我们也只有常常在住在主里面，才能够常常住在主的那个喜乐当中。
Therefore, only by abiding in our Lord, then we can abide in His joy always.
这喜乐也没有人能夺去。
And this is a joy that cannot be taken away.
今天早上在我们饼杯的时候，弟兄点的一首诗歌也来提醒我们，61首。
And this morning during the table meeting time, a brother has picked Psalm 61. And it's also a reminder to us.
我们常常要警醒，我们的喜乐是从什么源头而来。
We need to be keep alert and watchful and know where is the source of our joy.
因为当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，门徒们是忧伤、哀嚎、痛苦，但世人却在那里喜乐。
Because when the Lord was nailed on the cross, the disciples were crying and weeping and saddened, but the world is joyful.
第二个方面，我想交通的是，这里神的旨意里的喜乐是凭着信心能够得着，靠着盼望可以把握，借着住在主的爱中可以时常亲身经历的。
And second, I want to share that this joy is
是凭着信心可以得着。
It can be obtained through faith.
靠着盼望，我们是有把握的。
And we have assurance through hope.
借着住在基督身体的爱的当中
，and through abiding in the love of Christ，
我们可以时常亲身的经历这个喜乐。
We can experience this firsthand。
保罗在罗马书当中告诉我们，神要因着我们的信，将诸般的喜乐平安充满我们的心。
And in Romans, that Paul tells us that through our faith, that the joy of the Lord was made more, made even fuller.
彼得在彼得前书也说，我们因信耶稣基督，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。
And also Peter said in First Peter that by believing in him, we are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy.
我们知道神的话告诉我们。这个喜乐是因着信而得的。
So therefore, we can see that this joy we are to receive in faith.
那么，主自己是因为摆着那在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
And also our Lord, in Hebrew it says, it's for the joy that set before him, he took lightly of the suffering and affliction.
我们知道这个确据，我们在盼望的里面，我们知道主要把我们带进荣耀里面。
So it's in this assurance, that we have the hope and knowing that the Lord will deliver us to Him in glory.
今天我们虽然在地上，但我们知道将来有一天，那新天新地的时候，那好的无比，我们将与主永远同在。
So even though today we are in this world, but we know that one day.He will deliver us in the new heaven and earth, and we shall be with the Lord forever.
这个盼望让我们常常在喜乐的里面。
And it is this hope that will help us to remain in joy.
那么我们真是看见，不论是使徒们，还是前面许许多多的这样的圣徒们，他们都是以主所受，以为主所受的逼迫苦难为所喜乐的。
And so we truly that it's.From the disciples and also from the saints throughout the generations, that they took the afflictions and the difficulties in a joy.
就是在我们身边，我们也看见许许多多在正在经历艰难、病痛，甚至面对死亡时候，弟兄姊妹仍然有主的喜乐和平安成为我们的见证。
And also, we see that there are brothers and sisters around us who are in affliction and suffering, or who are even.Facing illness and death, yet in them that they have the Lord's peace and joy.
这样的见证人就像云彩一样围绕在我们身边，让我们常常的可以在喜乐当中和弟兄姊妹一同来喜乐。
And such a witness and such a testimony, they are like clouds of witness. They surround us to encourage us.
我也想交通一点，我在基督的身体里面。感受到身体的爱让我得着的一些的把握。
And also I'd like to share with you my own personal experience of how the love of the body of Christ keep me and encourage me.
从2007年6月开始，我大概有一年多的时间失业。
In June of 2007, I was unemployed for about one year.
当然这算不上什么艰难。
And in all honesty, this is not at all any type of sufferings.
但是我在这里要见证的是，就在这一段时间里面。
But I do want to testify, it's during this time period.
不论是在会所这里，在 Sugar Land, 在 Katy, 在 Clear Lake.
It's really the meeting here, the meeting gathering in Sugar Land, Katy, and Clear Lake.
时时处处的，不论是在当面还是我不在场的时候，都得着弟兄姊妹的带导、安慰和帮助。
And often, whether I'm present in those gatherings or not, there are many brothers and sisters who are prayed and intercess on my behalf.
这身体里面的爱和扶持，真是让我感觉到。这是从主来的。
And this caring and comfort in the body of Christ truly caused me to see that this came from the Lord.
有时候我们往往遇到难处，不愿意向弟兄姊妹来交通出来。
And often when we encounter difficulties, we are unwilling to share of our difficulties with brothers and sisters.
可能特别是弟兄们。
And I think that's true for a lot of brothers.
Yeah. 那也许我们是因为不愿意从人得着这样的同情或者是怜悯。
Maybe because we do not want to receive the caring from others or their sympathy.
结果我们的平安喜乐失去了。
Then often because of that, we lost our peace and joy.
我想更重要的是我们真是就错过了一次能够领受从基督身体来的这么一种爱和扶持的这么一种经历。
But most important of all, I think we might have missed the opportunity to experience of the love and caring that can come from the body of Christ.
也让教会没有能够让弟兄姊妹作为一个身体没有能够彰显出基督的爱来。
And also we did not give the church or the brother sister an opportunity to manifest the love of Christ.
真是当我们的弟兄姊妹在艰难当中因着身体的彼此的支持啊，让软弱的肢体能够喜乐，我们真是一同就喜乐。
And it's truly that when the weakest part of the body is sustained by the whole body and that member is filled with joy, then we truly are experiencing the fullness of joy.
所以我想，这是我想交通的第三个方面，常常喜乐，是神的儿女为主所做的见证，是为神所结的果子。
And thirdly, I'd like to share that rejoicing always can be the testimony of the children of God to the Lord. And also these can be the fruit that we bear for the Lord.
因为经上说，因为神的国只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
In a verse says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy."
因为主我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他。
And also for the Lord our God Almighty reigns, so we shall give everlasting joy to Him.
常常听到有福音朋友在受尽的交通当中就是交通道。
And often we heard from the gospel friend who are giving their personal testimony in the baptismal meeting.
他们说一开始来到教会看到神的儿女都满有喜乐彼此相爱的光景就深受感动也被神的家所吸引。
And their experience is often that when they first came to the house of God, they are movedby the people caring and loving for one another, and also the joy that's in their life.
在主的里面，真是满有柔和谦卑，但又是满有平安喜乐。
So it's truly in the Lord that we see His meekness and His humbleness, and it's also yet filled with joy and gladness.
Yeah, 这是圣灵所结的果子之一。
And these are the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这也见证说我们是在基督的身体里。
And these also testify that we are in the body of Christ.
因为神用喜乐的油膏我们的主。
And we also know that the Lord anointed us with the oil of joy.
就像亚伦那个所预表的说这个膏油是从他的头流到胡须流到他的衣襟。
And it's typified by the Psalms that says that the oil, is anointed from his head to his beard onto his garment.
我们是在这个身体里面也被这个喜乐的油所膏。
And it is in this one body that we are anointed by the oil of joy.
那么我们也可以用喜乐来见证我们的主。
So we can use our joy to testify for the Lord.
最后想用大卫的诗篇第16篇中的经节与弟兄姊妹一同来学习常常喜乐。
And lastly, I'd like to share with you the Psalm of David, Psalm 16, about the joy of the Lord.
大卫是知道常常喜乐秘诀的。
I believe that David knows the secret of rejoicing always.
我想读一下诗篇第十六篇大卫的诗第八节到第九节和第十一节。
I'd like to read for you Psalm 16, verse 8, 9, and 11.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forever.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
想请黄弟兄交通。
Give the time to Brother Claire. Greeting and peace to you, brother, sister.
我们今天早上的负担跟我们要交通的信息是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章十六节到十八节。我们刚刚姚弟兄已经说了。
And the burden and the message for this morning, as mentioned by our brother, is First Thessalonians 5:16-18.
这地方讲到要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And here it says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这个地方在常常喜乐跟凡事谢恩的中间，有一节经节叫不住地祷告。
And in between the verse 16, rejoice always, and 18, in everything give thanks, there is one verse that says, pray without ceasing.
这个经节把前面的常常喜乐，后面的凡事谢恩紧紧地扣在一起。
And this verse connects the rejoicing without the rejoice always to in everything give thanks.
这个经节也是在帖撒罗尼迦前书和后书整个这两封书信的核心。
And this verse is also in the core of the whole epistle.
我知道帖撒罗尼迦是马其顿的首府。
We know Thessalonica is the capital of Macedonia.
哥林多是亚该亚的首府。
And Corinth is the capital of Achaia.
在这两套的书信里面有两个不同的信息。
So in these two epistles, there are two different messages.
如果我们说哥林多前后书讲的是教会在那个世代的问题。
If we can label the Corinthians as talking about the problems of the church at the time.
帖撒罗尼迦前后书就讲到在那个世代里面基督徒该有正常的生活。
Then the book or the epistle of Thessalonians, it reveals to us the normal Christian life.
当保罗从这不同的聚会里头来到帖撒罗尼迦的时候
，When Apostle Paul traversed through the different gatherings and come to Thessalonica，
帖撒罗尼迦是一个非常奇妙的见证。
He had a wonderful witness here。
在这里，保罗所花的时间没有几个礼拜。
Paul did not really have a lot of time here。
帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒就效法了保罗和这些使徒们。
Yet the saints at this location, they have followed and obeyed the example of Paul and the other apostles.
所以帖撒罗尼迦成为马其顿和亚该亚众教会的榜样。
So Thessalonians, they are really the example, for the church in Macedonia and Achaia.
那我们今天来谈帖撒罗尼迦当时的光景。
So when we come to see the condition of the Thessalonians,
2000年后的教会我们还是一样。
And it shall be the same for us, for the church today, even though it's 2000 years later.
在那个时代，不管是帖撒罗尼迦，不管是哥林多，他们面临着许多的问题。
And at that time, whether it be the church in Thessalonian or the church in Corinth,
人对于使徒保罗和圣徒们他们所信的这位基督，把他当成一个反政府的一个信息。
The church has always experienced this problem, and that is that the world and the people sees that Christ as something that's against the establishment of the government at the time.
犹太教的人要逼迫在这道路上的人，认为他们亵渎神。
To the Jews, they want to persecute the follower of the way because they believe they are blasphemy against God.
在希腊文化的阴影底下，人放纵情欲。
And under the culture of the Greek, they are truly just enjoy of their flesh.
教会外面、教会里面都有各种不同的问题。
And inside the church and out, there are many problems.
我们来思想这一段经节所对我们有的启示，不住地祷告。
So let us think and meditate upon the revelation from this verse. Pray without ceasing.
实在人的话语很有限。
I truly believe that men's words are very limited.
我们交通一下为什么要不住地祷告。
So that's a fellowship and consider why do we need to pray without ceasing.
我们交通到什么是不住地祷告。
And we also share what is pray without ceasing.
他们讲我们如何去做。
And also we'll share about how we can, how we can act out pray without ceasing.
到底不住的祷告是什么？是不是像这些拜偶像的人、拜佛的人，他们嘴巴里面一直在念这些事情
？So what is pray without ceasing? It's very much like people who believe in idols or worship the Buddha. In their mouth, they continue to murmur and utter out words.
这是在圣经里头最不容易理解的一个经节之一。
And I think this is one of the verse in the Bible that's really hard to understand.
求圣灵来开启我们。
So may the Holy Spirit reveal to us.
我们一起有点祷告。
And let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
只有圣灵能够带领我们进入明白一切的真理。
Only your Spirit can help us to under, to know the truth.
愿你圣灵的光来照我们。
May your light shine upon us.
在这里所启示的，常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，是你的旨意。愿我们在你的光里，我们能够明白。
May you reveal to us that this is your will for us. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing.
人的话语有限，圣灵的工作没有限量。
Our words are limited, but your works is unlimited.
愿你圣灵自己来做这样的工作。
May your will come and work among us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.在这帖撒罗尼迦前书里头告诉我们为何要不住的祷告有三个方面。
And in the first Thessalonians, it told us in three sections why we need to pray without ceasing.
这个地方在第三章第二节和第三节。
First in chapter 3, verse 2 and 3.
帖撒罗尼迦的圣徒当他们很快的接受了福音以后是一个非常美好的见证。
After the saints in Thessalonica has received the gospel, they become a wonderful testimony.
但在帖撒罗尼迦三章第十节 保罗说到帖撒罗尼迦的问题。
But in chapter 3 verse 10, it's Paul told us about the problem facing the saints there.
我们昼夜切切的祈求，要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。
And by night and day, we keep praying most earnestly so that we may complete what is lacking in your faith.
今天福音在中国传得快。
Today, the gospel is widespread in China.
神的工作在中国人当中火传得非常的快。
God's fire is widespread in the heart of Chinese people.
我们跟帖撒罗尼迦的问题完全一样。
So the problem facing there is exactly like the problem faced by the Thessalonians.
我们信了，可是这个信心需要神来坚强、刚强我们。
We have believed, but we need the Lord to sustain and empower our faith.
这是第一个问题。
So that's the first problem.
所以第二节和第三节啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书三章二节和三节讲到。
So therefore, in verse 2 and 3, it says,
让提摩太来坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们，免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
And we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to encourage and empowering youas to your faith, so that no man may be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourself know that we have been destined for these.
外邦的帖撒罗尼迦教会受到不管是外邦人、犹太人许多的迫害。
And the saints at the Thessalonians, they are Gentile. And whether it be the affliction from the persecution from the Gentiles or from the Jews.
保罗甚至说我是在这个大艰难里头将福音传给你们。
And Paul has mentioned it's in this great affliction I have shared the gospel with you.
所以帖撒罗尼迦圣徒他们信心还是刚开始。
So we truly see that the faith that's in the Thessalonians is merely the beginning.
今天我们回头来看过去2009年。
And today if we look back in year 2009,
我们在圣徒当中神做了许多许多的工作。
Among the saints, we see that the Lord has done a lot of work.
我们真需要在祷告这件事上有更多的寻求。
But indeed, we need to have more seeking in regard to prayer.
不管是在礼拜三整个教会的共同的祭坛。
Whether it be the prayer meeting on a Wednesday night.
不管是在各地晨更或礼拜二晚上可以的祷告聚会
or the morning devotion on weekends and the prayer meeting in Katy on Tuesday.
借着祷告，我们知道每个弟兄姊妹都已经看见神做了很多的工作。
We know that through prayer, we have seen the work of God.
我们看到许多弟兄姊妹信心被坚固。
And we see that brothers sisters' faith have been anchored.
有的弟兄姊妹，他的癌症已经到了。在人来看是已经终端了。
And also there's a brother whose cancer is already sister whose cancer is already considered terminal.
我们也看到当我们的弟兄就是他们要去做手术的时候，我们知道这些手术都非常的危险。
And also there are brother who are experiencing very dangerous medical operations.
今年我们特别经历到许多这一方面的祷告。
And this year, especially we prayed in regard to these illness.
你如果在这些祷告里面，你就知道神怎么做了。
If I have participated in this prayer, then you have known the work of the Lord.
我们有一位弟兄，他本来这个后面这个坐骨神经根本都没有办法做，连破饼级别都没有做，没有办法做到完。
If you know, there's a brother who has a problem with a nerve in his he can't even sit through the table meeting.
他现在手术非常的成功，他基本上都是恢复正常。
And through the operation, it was very successful, and he was able to live a normal life.
我们为师母的祷告，主非常奇妙的做了这件工作。
And for Sister Wei, the Lord also has done great things.
我还有很多的事情，我们在这里讲也讲不完。
And there's really numerous blessings, and we cannot talk about them one by one.
在这个经济的风暴里面，有多少的祷告，真的是为圣徒们祷告。
And also in this economic crisis, how we have prayed for the saints.
主都一步一步带领我们过来。
And the Lord lead us every way.
不管是儿女、夫妻，甚至有的时候我们要传福音，我们有许多的难处。
And also about the children, the marriage, and many times we are facing difficulties in the sharing of the gospel.
当我们圣徒，我们得救以后，你就在一个征战里面。
And it's true when after we are saved, we are right away in a battle.
不论你知道也好，你不知道也好，你已经在一个征战里面。
Whether you are aware or not, you are in a battle.
从你重生得救那一天开始，你就在这个征战里面。
From the day that you are saved, you are in that battle.
所以这个地方保罗在讲到，我们需要彼此代祷，免得受患难的时候我们跌倒，失掉信心。
So therefore, Paul here is telling us that we need to pray so that when these afflictions come, that we do not lose our faith.
这个经节在第四章第三节和第四节。
And the next verse is in chapter 4, verse 3 and 4.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality.
不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessels in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God.
在那个时代，马其顿跟亚该亚，除了有拜偶像的问题。
During that time period in Macedonia and Achaia, not only they have the problem of worshipping idols.
使徒行传十七章，保罗讲到雅典偶像充斥。
And in Acts chapter 17, it talks about Athens is filled with idols.
偶像的崇拜，还有邪情私欲、情欲的泛滥，是那个时候有很大的两个问题。
Worshipping idol and in a lustful passion.It's a great problem at that time.
哥林多教会有人受了这继母，还不知道悔改，问题就是普遍，这是一个问题。
And there's even someone in the church of Corinth who has lay with his mother and didn't even know to repent from such a sinful act.
第二件事情，我们来讲到我们需要不住的祷告，为什么
？So secondly, the reason that we need to pray without ceasing.
在所有的罪里面，有一个罪最得罪神。
It's that in all in sin, there is one that's most offending to God.
就是我们这应该是圣灵居住的地方，变成邪情私欲放纵的地方，这件事最得罪神。
And that is, we are supposedly to be the dwelling place of God, yet through lust and a passion, that we commit sexual immorality and offend against God.
所以你可以看到在圣经里面，这是一个非常严重的问题。
So in the Bible, this is a very severe situation.
当圣经来讲，什么叫世界？
What is the world?
最前面两个是什么？
What is the world?
最前面两个，第一个就讲到肉体的情欲，第二个讲到眼目的情欲。
And it talks about the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh.
第三个才讲到今生的骄傲。
And the thirdly, it talks about the pride of this life.
前面两件事都跟这邪情、私欲、情欲、奸淫有关系。
And the first two things, it really have a lot to do with the lustfulness and the passion.
帖撒罗尼迦的问题跟今天教会问题完全一样。
So the problems that's happening is at Thessalonians, it's the exact same problem that's faced by church today.
只不过换了一个不同的方式来彰显出来。
except the hour manifestation is slightly different.
真的是我们今天不管是网上电视，不管到任何地方，你可以看到，在工作的地方，到哪个地方去，这是一个问题。
And truly, if you pay attention, whether it be on the web or on TV, or even at the workplace, that you discover this is a serious issue.
今天我们需要为我们每位圣徒在神面前，一个地方讲到圣洁，一个讲到尊贵。
So we truly need to be reminded and pray for the saints. Here it talks about sanctification and also talk about honor.
在四章四节讲到圣洁跟尊贵。
Oh, in chapter 4, verse 4, talk about sanctification and honor.
圣洁是讲到我们在神面前。
And the sanctification is talking about we are before God.
尊贵讲到我们在人面前。
And honor is about that we are, how we are before men.
这第二件我们需要为众圣徒不住的祷告，在这件事上求主来怜悯我们。
So, secondly, we need to really pray for all the saints, before the Lord.
第三件事情我们讲到为什么要不住的祷告。
And third reason of why we need to pray without ceasing.
我们看这个三章第十二节。
If you look at chapter 3, verse 12.
又愿主教里面彼此相爱的心并爱众人的心都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another and for all men, just as we also do for you.
我们有多少的这些祷告，我们是为了圣徒的建造，为了人的得救。
How often in our prayer do we pray for the building of the saints or for people's salvation?
我们光为一个福音聚会，我们祷告了一个月。
For a gospel meeting, we are praying for a month.
我们还有好几个福音聚会马上就到。
And the upcoming, we have several gospel meetings.
所以我们需要好好到神面前，为我们的亲属、家人、同学、同事、邻舍、朋友，好好有点祷告。
So we truly need to come before the Lord to pray for our families, relatives, friends, co-workers, and people around us.
因为我们在我们祷告聚会里头，我们纪念在工作上、身体上、在家庭里一些难处的弟兄姊妹。
And in a prayer meeting, often we remember people who are having difficulty in work, families, or in their body.
第二件事情，我们来讲到什么是不住的祷告。
And now we'll come to talk about what is pray without ceasing.
我们可以这样讲，讲到四件事情。
And we can put it this way: it's about four things.
不住的祷告，第一个是讲每天。
Pray without ceasing. First is about every day.
第二个是讲到在每一个聚集里头。
Second is in every gathering.
第三个是讲到每件事情。
Third is about in every matter.
第四件讲到为每一个人。
And fourth, it's about everyone.
第一件讲到每天，我们基督徒在主面前有应该有一个跟主交通的时间。
And first, as a people of Christ, for every day we shall have a time, before the Lord.
有一个祭坛的生活。
And have a life of, the life on the altar.
第二件事情讲到在每一个聚集里头。
And second, talk about in every gathering.
不管是夫妻，不管是全家，不管是整个教会。
And whether it be just between the husband and the wife in the family or at the church life.
我们应该有共同祷告的时间。
Every time of gathering, we should have a time of prayer together.
第三件讲到每件事情。
And third, it's about every matter.
腓立比书第四章告诉我们说，凡是借着祷告祈求感谢，将你心里所要的告诉神。
And in Philippians chapter 4, it's through prayer and petition we made every request that's in our heart made to known to God.
这是每件事情。
And it's about every single matter.
最后一件是讲到每一个人。
And lastly, it's all about it's for everyone.
提摩太前书第二章告诉我们为万人求。
And First Timothy chapter 2, we are in petition for all men.
最后我们来讲到我们如何的去实行。
And lastly, we will talk about how we can fulfill this verse.
罗马书12章 十二节告诉我们祷告要恒切，这是第一点。
And in Romans chapter 12, verse 12, it talks about we need to pray continually.
就是说我们在这件事上我们要忠心。
Sorry, it's we need to devote it to a prayer.
第二件事情在哥罗西书四章二节告诉我们祷告要警醒。
So not only we need to pray in diligence, be devoted, but in Colossians 4:2, it says that we need to keep alert.
以警醒的心来代祷。
Keep alert, and then in a such attitude that we will pray.
最后以活手书第六章来告诉我们要多方的祷告。
And lastly, in Ephesians chapter 6, that we shall pray for all.
所以求主来带领我们，真的在我们当中兴起我们祷告的心愿。
So may the Lord lead us and cause us and give us the attitude of
我们忠心的来祷告
praying always
警醒的来祷告
be diligent and devoted to this matter
多方各种方面各件事情都有带到
pray for all things pray for all men
主来祝福他的教会
may the Lord bless his church
Brothers and sisters, we are very thankful for just this opportunity to share on these three verses.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是怀着一颗感恩的心，为我们有这样的机会来和大家交通这三节经文。
When the brothers mentioned these verses, of course, I think we, as has already been said, Thanksgiving was in mind.
所以在我们弟兄提到这些经文的时候，我们一个题目就是谢恩。
And as someone who spends a lot of time studying history, of course, I couldn't help but think of the first Thanksgiving.
所以当作为一个人研究历史的话，那我们往往要想起第一个感恩节。
And it saddened me to be with this thought that truly we no longer celebrate a true Thanksgiving in November.
但是我往往感到很悲哀，因为我们现在不在感恩节的真正意义里面来庆祝它。
I think if we were honest with ourselves, we would say that here in America, we would not celebrate Thanksgiving unless we got a four-day weekend, we ate a lot of good food, and there was some good football.
所以在美国，我们如果没有一个四天的长周末，如果没有很多好吃的东西。没有一些那个美式足球，我们也许就不会庆祝感恩节。
If we're honest with ourselves, we'll see that most of the spiritual Christian holidays have gone away.
所以我们可以看到，往往我们作为基督徒一些真正的节日的意义已经失去了。
Christmas is a fall break.
那个圣诞节也是一个放假而已。
Easter is a spring break.
那个。复活节只是一个春假。
Another way of saying it, it's all become about us.
所以从另外一个意义上，这些节日都只是为着我们自己。
We are man-centered.
我们是以自我为中心的。
So in thinking of this word Thanksgiving, maybe we could turn to a few verses.
所以当我们想到这个感恩的时候，也许我们可以一起读一些经文。
One of the very early Thanksgivings is found in Leviticus chapter 7.
我们请大家翻到《利未记》第七章，这是第一次说到感恩节。
Now in a few months we're going to start the new year and we'll probably start reading from the beginning of the Bible and probably around February we'll get into Leviticus.
所以当我们过新年的时候，我们也许重新开始读《创世纪》，两月份的时候，我们也许会读到《利未记》。
May the Lord anoint Leviticus.
求主的恩膏来膏利未记。
Leviticus chapter 7 verse 11 through 17.
利未记七章十一到十七节。
And this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which one shall offer unto Jehovah. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour soaked.
人献于耶和华平安祭的条例乃是这样，他若为感谢献上，就要用调油的无酵饼和抹油的无酵薄饼，并用油调匀细面做的饼，与感谢祭一同献上。
Oh, this unleavened bread, these unleavened cakes reminds us of what we did this morning, worshiping our Lord and who said, I am the bread.
无酵饼和无酵薄饼让我们想起我们的主耶稣，他说过，我就是这饼。
Verse 13 of chapter 7 says, Also with cakes of leavened bread he shall offer his oblation with thanksgiving, with the sacrifice of peace offerings for thanksgiving. And of it he shall offer one out of each oblation for a heave offering unto Jehovah. It shall be the priest that sprinkleth the blood of the peace offerings.
要用有效的饼和为感谢献的平安祭与供物一同献上，从各样的供物中他要把一个饼献给耶和华为祭，是要归给撒平安祭牲血的祭司。
Leavened cakes seems like it's speaking something to us in our state of leaven.
有效的饼它好像是说到我们。
And then finally in verse 15, And the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten on the day of his oblation. He shall not leave any of it until the morning.
为感谢献平安祭牲的肉要在献的日子吃，一天不可一点不可留到早晨。
It's to be consumed that very day immediately.
要在献的日子吃，马上吃掉。
Could we turn to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11?
请大家翻到约翰福音十一章。
John chapter 11 is it's a very familiar story.
约翰福音十一章里面有我们一个很熟悉的故事。
This is Mary and Martha have called for Jesus because their brother Lazarus has died.
马大玛利亚请人给耶稣传话，因为他们的兄弟拉撒路死后，他们实在是没有什么可以感恩的。
But Jesus, who knows better, says in verse 41, So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee, for thou heardest me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the multitude that standeth around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me.
11章41节，他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举头望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
And so that we know the end of the story, and when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
我们知道这个故事的结尾，耶稣说了这话，就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来。
And we know Lazarus does come forth.
我们知道拉撒路就从死里出来了。
Can we turn to Luke 17?
请大家翻到路加福音十七章。
A short little discourse here, Luke 17, verse 11.
路加福音十七章十一节，这边有个小故事。
And it came to pass, as they were on the way to Jerusalem, that he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。
And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go and show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorifying God.And he fell upon his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan.
耶稣看见，就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
And Jesus answering said, were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found that returned to give glory to God, save this one stranger? And he said unto him, Arise and go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
And then, of course, the verse that we've read many times
意味着你有一颗宽容的心
and a proper sense of duty.
也有正常的责任感
And it is accompanied with the desire to see the benefactor happy.
你也愿意看到你的恩主高兴
Why do we say thank you to someone?
为什么我们要对某一个人说感恩呢？
Because we want to please that person.
因为我们要让那个人高兴。
But brothers and sisters, as I thought about this, I recognize that we have distorted Thanksgiving in several ways.
但是当我说这句话的时候，弟兄姊妹们，我感觉到我们在很多的时候误解了感恩。
We've distorted Thanksgiving because number one, we feel entitled.
因为第一，我们觉得我们是该得的。
I deserve these things.
我该得这些。
I see that in my children all the time.
我从我小孩的身上。
I deserve candy, so why say thank you?
我应该得到这些糖，为什么
？Saying thank you, but they don't mean it.
但是也许他们因为家教的关系，他们会说谢谢你，但是他们其实心里面并不这样觉得。
And my prayer for them someday is that it will come from their heart.
我为他们的祷告是有的时候他们能够从他们的心里来说感谢。
We do need to teach our children to say thank you to mom and dad.
我们需要教我们的小孩来对父母说谢谢。
And the Lord will teach them that it's not empty thanks.
而我们的主会教导他们不是只是空洞的说谢谢。
Secondly, we distort Thanksgiving because we're selfish.
第二，我们误解感恩的事，是因为我们是自私的。
If I say thank you, maybe I'll get something later.
如果我能够今天说谢谢你，也许以后我能够从你那里得到什么好处。
How many of us husbands have said, "Thank you, wife, for this wonderful meal"?
很多的时候，我们作为丈夫对我们的妻子说，谢谢你今天。
Isn't that what we do to the Lord?
我们是不是对我们的主也是这样？
On Sunday morning, do we come to give thanks as a good luck charm for the week?
那我们每天早每星期天来对我们的主说感恩，那也许我们这个星期就会运气好一点。
May the Lord protect us from that.
愿主保护我们。
We also distort Thanksgiving because we're just negligent.
我们另外一个原因，我们误解感恩的是因为我们的无知。
We're too busy.
我们太忙了。
And as time goes by, suddenly we realize we are no longer a thankful people.
当时间慢慢的过去，我们意识到我们自己不再是一个感恩的人。
Brothers and sisters, if we are not giving thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ every day, we are missing out on a tremendous spiritual service.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们每天不能来到主耶稣的面前，向他表示我们的感恩，我们其实灵里面失去了很多。
The Lord loves to hear His people say thank you.
我们的主很愿意他的子民每天来对他说感恩的话。
He loves to see that we know it, that it is our proper duty to please Him.
他愿意我们说这是我们的责任，我们每天来感谢他。
So in looking at this verse in First Thessalonians, I took it apart.
所以当我们来看到帖撒罗尼迦前书里面这些经文的时候，我把它这样分开。
And I got stuck on one of the first words, give.
但是我从我第一个字，我就觉得我不能再继续想下去。
Give is an action verb.
给出去是一个动词。
It's not passive.
不是被动的。
But we've become so accustomed, we just thank you.
我们有的时候只是习惯于说谢谢。
But just as we saw in Leviticus, thanksgiving had to be from the heart. There was a lot, to do. It was a consuming sacrifice.
所以从利未记里面我们可以看到感恩是要从心里面来的，是要做出牺牲的。
In the Hebrew, when it speaks of giving thanks, the actual word is stretching out your arms.
在希伯罗来文里面，你说感恩的时候，其实就是把你的手伸开。
You're totally giving yourself to the Lord in thanks.
把你自己奉献给神。
That keeps us from being busy, because when we're doing this, we can't text.
所以这个就让我们不再忙于事事，因为我们把手伸开的时候，我们不能做别的事。
Also, when we're doing this, we can't judge one another.
当我们把手分开的时候，我们也不能够相互指责。
But not only is give an action verb, but it has an object and it has a direct object and an indirect object.
而且给也有一个目标，有一个直接的目标和有一个间接的目标。
We are giving thanks to our God.
我们是把我们的感恩献给我们的神。
It is a relationship-based verb.
这是一个基于关系的，基于相互关系的词。
And this is why man was created.
这也是为什么人被创造的意义。
It was so simple. All Adam and Eve needed to do in the garden is say, "Thank you, Lord."
这是何等的简单！如果亚当和夏娃当初在伊甸园里能够对神说感谢你，神。
But Adam and Eve no longer wanted to be thankful to the Lord, but they wanted to be self-sufficient.
但是亚当和夏娃，所以他们感恩的对象已经失去，他们不知道向谁感恩。
So why do we give? Well, it's because it's God's will.
为什么我们要给？因为这是神的心意。
It is His pleasure and His delight.
因为这是他所喜悦的。
That we give thanks.
当我们能够感恩的时候。
We give thanks to fulfill God's needs.
我们感恩的时候就满足了神的心意。
Now what's amazing is when we give thanks to fulfill God's needs, what does He do for us?
当我们感恩来满足神的心意的时候，他向我们做什么？
He fulfills our needs.
他来满足我们的需要。
Our needs are fulfilled as a byproduct.
我们个人的需要得到满足，但这仅仅只是一个副产品。
Often we get that backwards.
而很多的时候我们把这个次序弄颠倒了。
We wait till we get stuff, we get peace, we get joy, and then we say, "Thank you, Lord."
我们等我们自己得到喜乐，得到满足的时候，我们才对神说感谢你。
Well, brothers and sisters, if we look for love, joy, peace, patience, all of these things in the world, we will have nothing to be thankful for.
所以当我们来看世界上所有这些喜乐、感恩的时候，那我们就没有一件事能够感恩了。
That's what the leper recognized.
这是那些长大麻风的人所认识到的。
He was healed, that leper, just as the other 10.
这一个麻风病人和另外十个一样得到了医治。
But he remembered to give thanks.
但是他记住回来感恩。
And it's only then that the Lord says, "You are made whole."
但只有在那个时候主才对他说你的信救了你。
Brothers and sisters, how many of us walk around the day not whole, not complete, but empty?
但是当很多的时候弟兄姊妹们在我们在行走的时候我们其实并没有真正得救我们里面是虚空的。
We've been saved
去教会但是我们里面不是完全的。
And then there's this word everything.
还有一个字就是凡事。
And has already been shared this morning.Everything is a tough word for us.
我们别的弟兄也交通到，凡事是一个很难的词。
Because it says that we're to give thanks in everything, that means all.
我们说凡事谢恩，就是说在所有的事上都谢恩。
So when we pray before a meal,
所以当我们谢饭的时候
，My boys are probably thanking the Lord for dessert.
我也许是说感谢主给我那个后面的甜点。
But do we thank Him for those veggies and that fruit?
但是但我们也谢主给我们那些蔬菜和水果。
Sometimes we do that in our own life with the Lord, though. We see the difficulties, the challenges, and we're not thankful for Him.
当我们在我们日常的生活当中，我们如果看到自己的难处，我们并不为此感谢神。
But you know, earthly fathers, if you ask for bread, He gives His Son bread, not a stone.
所以当那个 ，sorry。路加福音里面主说地上的父当儿子要面包的时候他会给他面包而不是给他石头。
If a son asks his father for an egg, he's not going to give him a scorpion.
当那个儿子要蛋的时候他不会给他蛇。茄子。
If he If he asks for a fish, a father's not going to give him a snake.
当孩子要鱼的时候，他不会给他蛇。
This is a human father who is evil, it says.
这是地上的父，他也许还是有罪的。
How much more our loving father loves to give us what we desire.
而我们爱我们的天父是何等愿意把我们所要的一切都给我们。
And what's best for us.
而且也给我们最好的。
And sometimes that is affliction.
而有的时候也许这是在一种患难。
Sometimes we do struggle in our health.
也许我们有健康的问题。
But it's happened for a reason and we need to give thanks.
但是主在凡事上都有他的心意。
We're to give thanks thoroughly. It's another definition for everything. Thoroughly.
我们愿意要彻底的感恩。
When there is healing from a sickness, we are very thankful.
当我们疾病得医治的时候，我们很感恩。
But brothers and sisters, just like our brother Job in the Old Testament, can we be thankful through the illness?
但是就像约伯旧约里面的约伯一样，我们可以在我们患病的所有过程当中都向神感恩吗？
That is a wonderful testimony.
这是何等奇妙的见证。
Everything also speaks of daily.
还有就是每一天。
And we saw that in Leviticus 7, where the sacrifice needed to be consumed that day.
因为我们在利未记七章里面看到，那个献祭只能在献的日子吃。
Come Monday, you know, this morning we can say we gave thanks to the Lord around the table.
今天早晨我们可以对主说，主，我们感谢你。
But when we get that first email this week, or we get that first chastisement from maybe even someone we love, our spouse, do we give thanks?
但是当我们看到我们这个星期第一个电子邮件，或者甚至是从我们配偶那边来的，我们向主说感恩吗？
Well, one of the greatest words or phrases in this verse that we've just been looking at is this word in Christ.
而我们在看到的经文里面看到的最重要的一个字是在基督耶稣里面。
In Christ, in there is a fixed position.
当我们说在耶稣里面，这就是说是一个固定的位置。
All thanksgiving is already in Christ.
因为所有的感恩都已经在耶稣里。
He is thankful.
他是感恩的。
That's why he could even be thankful to the Father for the opportunity to give up his life.
所以他即使为着能够为父神献上他的生命，他也感恩。
So brothers and sisters, all the thankfulness that we need in a day is in Christ.
所以我们每天所需要的感恩其实都已经在主耶稣的里面。
We need that life of Christ in us.
我们需要主耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Well, as it says in this verse, this thankfulness is in Christ, it's His will toward us.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
The Lord wants us to embrace the cross.
主愿意我们拥抱十字架。
That through affliction, through difficulties, through the cross, we might be emptied.
在患难中，通过十字架的磨练，我们也许会能够被倒空。
Because when we've emptied ourselves of this flesh, then we can give the thankfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以只有我们把自己的肉体倒空，我们才能够再向主感恩。
So it's very important as we read this verse not to tell ourselves that we are going to this week give thanks.
所以当我们读这一个经文的时候，愿意我们不是说我们愿意在这个星期里面来向神感恩。
Because we'll fail.
因为我们会失败。
But all the provision is in Christ.
但是主已经为我们预备了所有这一切。
That fixed thankfulness in us.
他把一颗感恩的心放在我们的里面。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we have this true thankfulness,
弟兄姊妹们，当我们有这颗真正感恩的心的时候，
the Lord can do an amazing work.
主能够在我们里面成就奇妙的工作。
In conclusion here, we see that first of all, in true thankfulness, we're preaching the gospel.
作为一个结语，我们能够如果感恩的话，我们就会传福音。
When Jesus thanked the Father for healing Lazarus, he said, I've already given you thanks. I've known that this was going to happen.
他当主耶稣医治拉撒路的时候，他已经对神说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
But I've done this out loud as a testimony that the gospel might, that they might know me.
但是我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信我是你差了来的。
Brothers and sisters, if we live a life this week of thankfulness, your coworkers, your family, your friends, everyone around you will just be in awe of this different life that you have.
所以今天这个星期如果我们能够过一个真正感恩的生活，我们的配偶，我们的同事，我们的家人都会很惊奇看到我们生命里面的改变。
The greatest preaching we can do this week is to be thankful in all things.
所以我们能够所做到最好的传道，就是我们每天都有一颗感恩的心。
Secondly, if we give thankfulness, we are in communion with our Lord Jesus.
第二，如果我们有感恩的心，我们就和主耶稣有交通。
It's the easiest and best way to start a conversation with him.
这是一个最容易的开始，来开始我们和他的交通。
I joke with the middle school class, and I tell them when that alarm goes off in the morning or your parents wake you up,The first thing you should say is, Good morning, Lord. I love you. Thank you for giving me life.
当我和中学生有交通的时候，我对他们说，每天早晨如果是你的闹钟或者父母把你叫醒的时候，愿意你说，主，早晨好。
Like me, they all agree the first thing they usually do is start grumbling.
但是就像我一样，他们也许第一件做的事就是抱怨。
But thankfulness brings us into communion with the Lord Jesus.
但是一颗感恩的心把我们带入和主的交通的里面。
No matter the circumstances.
不管我们处于什么样的环境。
And brothers and sisters, as we begin to have fellowship with the Lord, we begin to have fellowship with one another.
而且弟兄姊妹们，当我们和主耶稣有交通的时候，我们也开始和弟兄姊妹有交通。
The love of the Lord in our life begins to commune in fellowship with the love of the Lord.In our brothers and sisters' lives.
我们心里的爱就和我们弟兄姊妹心里的爱一起有交通。
And brothers and sisters, that is the foundation of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，这正是教会的基石。
Christ in me, Christ in you.
基督在我里面，基督也在你的里面。
And brothers and sisters, when this is a reality, it will change the world.
弟兄姊妹们，当这个成为一个实际的时候，就会改变这个世界。
When brothers and sisters get together in that way and they fellowship on the Lord Jesus Christ, it brings just wonderful joy to the Lord.
所以当弟兄姊妹们在感恩的里面一起有交通的时候，我们的主是何等的喜悦。
And like any smitten groom, he's ready to come back for his bride.
所以他就愿意回来娶他的新妇。
Do we want to be a part of that?
我们愿意成为这个的一部分吗？
How do we do it?
我们怎么做呢？
Rejoice always.
我们要常常感谢
Pray without ceasing
不住祷告
And in everything give thanks For this is the will of God In Christ Jesus toward us
凡事谢恩因为这是主在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意
Let's pray
让我们一起有祷告
Dear Heavenly Father We are thankful for your word
主，我们谢谢你赐给我们何等美妙的言语。
Your word is powerful.
你的话语是这样的有能力。
Your word is life.
你的话语就是生命。
And we do pray today that you would gain your people.
今天我们祷告，你就得着你的人。
That you would be pleased with your people.
你喜悦你的子民。
That we might be your pleasure and delight.
我们能够成为你的喜乐。
I do pray that we would have a rejoicing heart.A prayerful heart and a thankful heart.
我们愿意我们有一颗感恩的心，有一颗祷告的心。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.